Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're all very welcome to Travel Talk. And we're delighted to be joined this morning by a very special guest, Margaret Fouquet, who is the Director of Sales from the Tennessee Department of Tourism. Margaret, you're very welcome to Travel Talk.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I've been to Ireland a few times, so it's nice to hear your Irish accent, actually.
And Tennessee, of course, a very famous place in America, and Irish people have a great love for the music there. We know all about lots of places, like, of course, iconic things like Elvis and Dollywood and the Grand Old Opry. But just to give people an idea, an overview, Margaret, can you give us an idea where Tennessee lies geographically in the US and how easy it is for folks to get there?
Sure, it's very easy for y'all to get over here. We are located pretty centrally in the U.S. We're in the southern region. At the top of the southern region, we're about two-thirds of a day or a day's drive to two-thirds of the population, we like to say. We also, Nashville has an international airport that's growing leaps and bounds in the last couple of years, and we have plans for the future. Memphis has a great airport as well. And then Atlanta is just south of us, and everybody knows how popular the Atlanta airport is. There is a direct flight on BA from London. But other than that, we are working on direct flights entering into the state of Tennessee. So Atlanta is a great spot. You can be to Nashville in 4 hours or to Chattanooga in about two from Atlanta.
Yeah, because the direct flight to Atlanta, of course, that's brilliant. And yeah, there are lots of connections. I was actually looking as well through the other airlines as well that all fly to US. We have a lot of connections now, which is great. It's such a diverse state, Margaret. Could you give us an idea for people, for your recommendation for someone going for the first time? What would your sort of top things be to do and see there?
Okay, that's really hard for me to say. Somebody asked me to pick 10. So I can pick 10, but I always like to tell people we've got Dolly, Jack, and Elvis. What else do you need?
I agree.
What else do you need? Tennessee is a very beautiful state from east to west and is very different. Our regions of the state are very different. So we do tell people they can come for 10 days and experience something different every day. We'll start with Memphis, which everybody is. Yes, that's where Elvis, you know, he's popular there. But Memphis has a great civil rights museum that's just incredible there. They also are popular for Sun Studios. And if you're on a road trip, you can stop at the Tina Turner Museum that's on the way to Nashville. In Nashville, I think some musts are the Opry, Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. And then the newest museum we have here in Nashville, it's one of my favorites, is the Nashville Museum of African American Music. It just tells the story of all genres of music and who has influenced who from the past and what was going on in history at that time. And it's very interactive. Chattanooga is to the south. I mentioned it earlier, driving up from Atlanta. It's a great road trip. And Ruby Falls is there. It's a cave with a waterfall back in it. Of course, my hometown is Franklin, Tennessee, which is just south of Nashville. It is a picturesque downtown that reminds you just of a quintessential Americana downtown. And then also I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Smoky Mountains and Dollywood, which is a theme park. Florida has Mickey and we have Dolly. So it is a great family spot. And then of course the Whiskey Trail winds all throughout the state of Tennessee. Jack Daniel's in Lynchburg, which is our most popular whiskey distillery, but really, you can hop on the Whiskey Trail and experience it all throughout Tennessee. So those will be a few of my must-sees for coming on your first trip.
For people, I suppose, that would know music, they're music legends from your, like Aretha Franklin, you said there, Tina Turner, of course, Dolly Parton. What's interesting, Elvis, of course, the interesting story there, born in Tupelo, Mississippi, moved there when he was 13. And I was looking the other day, Margaret, of course, Taylor Swift now, who's probably the most famous musician and singer in the world, probably at the moment, also moved there when she was 13.
There must be something about, they say 13's unlucky, but it looks lucky for Tennessee.
If you want to get your kids into the music business, you know what to do now, right?
Move on down to Tennessee.
Absolutely. Those places are really renowned. Of course, the music scene we all know about. You have an amazing food scene as well, Margaret, that people may not know as much about, but the dishes and the flavors. I've people that have traveled there, and you mentioned the Great Smoky Mountains and a cuisine scene going on, don't you?
Absolutely. So Memphis is most known for their barbecue. Nashville is the Nashville hot chicken, and you'll also see a play on chicken and waffles. It's very popular here in the South, but they'll put the hot chicken on it and you can pick your, I like it spicy, but some of the spices here will make my nose run. So you have to be careful when you're picking your hot chicken flavor. We're also known for what we call in the South meat and threes, which is you'll pick a ham or chicken or whatever meat there is that day and then pick three vegetables. Although mac and cheese here is considered a vegetable and I'm not so sure that would pass some people's vegetable test, but that's one of the sides. And then pancakes happen to be, there's a couple of pancake places in East Tennessee, and also the arcade in Memphis is known for its blueberry pancakes, where actually Elvis used to eat as well. So pancakes kind of weave themselves in throughout the state of Tennessee as well. But a lot of our Southern food is what we're most known for. But I will say that in our larger cities, the food scene is becoming more five-star. We've got some Michelin chefs, and there's a lot of higher-end restaurant offerings as well, above and beyond the Southern flair that we have to offer.
Yeah, of course. Like, I know lots of people that have gone on tours over there over the years. Again, a lot of them would have been music related, going to Graceland, of course, Nashville. Yes. You mentioned the Great Smoky Mountains earlier. A lot of people now, a lot of families, Margaret, I've heard, have really been experiencing Tennessee, and a lot of stuff that you've got on offer there for family holidays that people may not realize as well. You have huge offerings for those, don't you?
Absolutely. So one that stands out to me is Dollywood, which is, I said earlier, we have Dolly, Florida has Mickey, but Dollywood is a great theme park and it's for any and all ages. It can be multi-generational. The grandparents can come. There's shows, musical shows throughout the theme park. There's food to eat. There's roller coasters. There's performances, and there Dreammore Resort is right there. You can stay, take the trolley over to make it very easy for your trip. They also have opened up a new, it's called the Heart Song Resort. It's right there with the Dreammore. It's more of a cabin type feel so that you can get the Great Smoky Mountains experience, but you'll be at a resort. It's there. We have lots of hiking and lakes and fishing, waterfalls. It's a great place to splash around here in the state of Tennessee. I love the outdoors myself, so my son and I get out and experience Tennessee in that way. Opryland has a lot of offerings for children as well. Memphis, I know there's zoos all throughout the U.S., but Memphis is really known for its zoo and the child life there. So we just have it. And there's also music venues all throughout the state of Tennessee, which really sets us apart from any other state in the U.S., in my opinion. Some people think of bars and that's not as family friendly, but we have music venues all throughout the state of Tennessee. And that is another family experience. It's a good way to get your 13-year-olds involved. And who knows, maybe one of them will later be known as a Tennessee star.
I was actually looking up, I work in radio, so I don't think there's any state, Margaret, that has had so many songs written about it than Tennessee. It's incredible.
I think we probably are up there with the best.
Yeah, yeah. Now, for people, Margaret, that want to go over, who do you recommend here for people, you know, if they want to put packages together, or what's the best thing to do?
Absolutely. So we have a long-standing relationship with Platinum Travel. Several of their employees have experienced Tennessee many times and have been over here. We've hosted them, one or two maybe coming back over in December. So Platinum Travel has been great to work with, and they know our destination very well. They also know the other southern states, so they can pinpoint a road trip if you want a road trip, or we can do 10 days in Tennessee. 10 and 10, as we say.
Yeah, and by the way, I heard as well some guys recently that went there and they had the most fabulous golf holiday. So I believe
there are some golf courses spread all throughout the state. Yes.
Yeah, so that's a big, you've got some, they were saying that they were just stunning golf courses, that they loved it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When is a good time, Margaret? When would you recommend people to go there? What's a good time? Wouldn't be maybe too hot for the Irish or whatever. What's a good kind of recommendation?
So we do have four true seasons. My favorite month of the year is September, and I'll tell you why. It's because it is still hot, but it's not as humid. So I can still get outside and experience the things I would love, and it brings in some fall air as well. It's also the driest month of the year here. So September's great, but anytime, there's never a bad time to come because we have so many indoor activities, but also our winters are mild. We may get snow one or two days, and our summers can be hot and humid, but they're reasonable too. They aren't as hot as some of the other southern states. So I love fall and spring, but if you want to do the outdoors, we have great lakes for the summer. And in winter, we have all types of indoor music. We have festivals in the spring and fall as well, music festivals. Also, you can eat any good food at any temperature. So we encourage people to come year round, but I do love fall and spring for our milder temps.
Brilliant. Margaret Fouquet, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning from the Tennessee Department of Tourism. And who knows, Margaret, when I'm over, we might have an old Tennessee waltz together. You'd never know.
Absolutely. Please let me know when you're coming.
Wonderful. Margaret Fouquet, thank you so much for chatting to us on Travel Talk today.
All right. Thanks, Ed. Come see us, y'all.
Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com. Sunshine 106.